was nice and warm here.
Okay, I've got a summary here of summary. I'll just check up what's a few things. Let's start round much from the beginning. A quick sitcom of the whole of the Seder, what we did, yeah? So we started off with trapping. So the Malachim in Atayr of trapping is where a person confines an animal to such a place, it's in such a small area that I can easily catch it. Obviously, every animal is different. The Moshla cow in a bigger area, obviously, will be confined than, I don't know what, a little dog, a little cat. So it depends, mamish, which animal you're talking about. Every animal to its place. But you confined it to such a place where you could now, mamish, get it in one swoop. That's the chayr, that's called Seder min HaTorah. That's what we said. Midrabbanan, no, Seder applies wherever you restrict the freedom of the animal. That means, for example, the animal is roaming around, and you put it into a field, you close the gate of the field, so now it's got to be enclosure. I mean, you won't be able to catch it as it is, it's still very, very big. Even so, midrabbanan, that's also midrabbanan to do on Shabbos. Because you've restricted its freedom to a certain degree. Restricting its freedom is osmer rabbon. That's what we said. If one takes from a larger area to a smaller area, but it still can't be caught in one go, it's osmer rabbon still. That means you've got a big enclosure, the animal's caught in, so you can't catch it. Let's say you've got another gate halfway across, and you put the gate halfway across, even so, the animal still can't be caught easily. That's also osmer rabbon. You haven't done isra tor again, but every time you restrict its thing, plus you're doing another isra tor. I'm not sure if that's right, actually. If it still can't catch it, you haven't done isra rabbon. Because it was in a big area, and now you restrict it slightly. No, I don't know if isra rabbon, because you haven't done anything. You haven't achieved anything, really. So that's right. So take from an area like that, to put it to a small area where its mind is confined, that's isra tor of Seder. Because now you've caught it, you've now trapped it, such a thing. So flies in a room we spoke about, that's no problem really, Marcel. Someone said that was the original case where it started really. Someone's got a fly in his bedroom and it disturbs him. So he wants to open up his ensuite bathroom and let the fly into his ensuite bathroom and then close the door. That's no problem at all, because the fly in the ensuite bathroom is also not caught. So you've trapped it from a bigger area to a smaller area, but you've achieved nothing. It's the same problem to get it as it is now in the ensuite as it was in your bedroom. So that's not l'chayr asr at all. That's what to do. Yeah, you haven't achieved anything, so that's l'chayr mutter.
There's no problem with putting a fly in a box, a small box.
That's a taz. The taz says the mice, if you've got in a box, flies there, so you mustn't close the box.
No,
because that's safer.
It would be hard to get.
Yeah, that's a good child. That's interesting. Some say that's a tough matter, but the other side is that the mice are still on look when you trapped it. Because the animal can fly around. Now you've managed restricted it. So that's called saving in its own right, Tucker. Yeah, but that's a very small area you're talking about, the mice. It's talking about a very small area. Okay. That flies in the room. Then we spoke about, again, someone's got a fly in the room. There's nothing wrong with opening a window, obviously. There's no opposite of Seder. So if a person undoes the Seder, he opens a door so the fly flies out. Or he opens a window so the fly goes out. In fact, he can even take a towel and wave it towards the fly, hopefully. Now, hopefully the fly will go out of the room. That's right. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Okay, that's the opposite of Seder. You're undoing the Seder. That's not allowed to be done. Then we spoke about pets. So pets is a whole sugya really in itself. And we said that pets, the person got a pet, so the mushroom very often, someone told me now, I just got a dog actually, was it about a week ago? A week ago. So I asked him if it's trained, the mushroom, will it come into the house? So he said this dog particularly actually follows him wherever he goes. So it's called already nitzed, that's really called trapped. But often when you buy a new animal, a new dog or a new cat, it often takes time till they get used to you, till they're managed under your control. That means it could be that very often these animals, as soon as they got a chance to run out, they run out. That's the problem of sin then. Once you open the door and they can run out, so they're trapped. You have to be careful, just a case of her, yeah? No, if a dog is mummy's trained, domesticated, mummy follows you, and his mummy's under your control, that's called nits already, it's really called traps, there's no problem with that at all. That means a general dog and cat in your house, a pet, which your mummy's got used to you, they know you're ready, and their mummy's under your control, they're called already trapped now, so there's nothing wrong with closing them inside the door. Yeah? The only problem we said to the mice is the problem with muksa with these animals, even though we asked the kasha, which is a good kasha, that the kasha, why are these animals worse than a stone? If a person takes the stone and designates the stone to play with, it's not muksa anymore, yeah? So why should it be if a person designates an animal to play with? That's what people use these animals for, to play with them. So why should the animal that you play with be worse than a stone? It's a good kasha. The only answer we had was a marach oizurah. The marach oizurah is a loiflum. They made an overall gezeira on animals that since generally animals are muksa, they made a general rule that all balichai remain muksa even if you designate it. So the maisa, a pet is muksa, that's the bottom line. So to hold it on Shabbos and stroke it, the chur is a problem. I don't know a heter of stroking pastures, of stroking an animal, yeah, or carrying it, the chur is a problem. That's the problematic. But Lamosha, let's say someone's got his dog, a normal dog and a cat in the house, no problem, of safety. Close the door, no problem at all. What is a problem is a bird, a budgie or something like that, or a hamster, or a guinea pig. These, when they've got their cages open, they've got a chance to run out, they run out. They're not trained to stay where they are. They're very, very hard to control. So there, that's a serious problem. A person wants to feed them on Shabbos, for example. So he opens the cage to feed the hamster or the guinea pig, whoever it is, or the parrot, the budgie. As soon as he's opened that cage, that bird is not trapped anymore. So now to close that door, that trap, the cage, whatever, is the whole problem of Seder. Because now you've managed to restrict it. No, but if the animal can't get out, that's one laser. So one laser is either to open the door very, very slightly, and you block it by the door so the animal can never get out. Or you open it very slightly where there's not enough room for the animal to get out. Whatever way you do, you make sure you've arranged it, that a way it's opened in such a way that the budgie could never fly out, or the hamster can never fly out. You can't run out. In such a case, there's no problem of an open the cage door. But if you've opened the cage mummish, then you've got to see the problem to shut it now. I'm not sure what if you've actually opened it by mistake, the moshel on Shabbos, I don't know what you do. I mean, let it run around the house, not very pleasant. It's not even get a goy to close it, it's a shwuss to shwuss. I mean,
it runs out
on its own.
It comes out while you open it, it runs out.
Often it runs out.
Moving.
Yeah, so it's not pleasant. I mean,
you
I must say it's not. No, you can't get it. Yeah.
So a door
in the room probably is mitzvah, but not called nitzit, because it still runs around. You could never get it in one swoop, probably.
If it's yours, and you don't want it, closing it in, is that still
sad? It's a fact. You trapped it. Well, nothing to do with it.
You want that?
That makes a melachah tzricha legufa, but it's a melachah tzricha legufa if you don't want it. The maestro still also do. Yeah, it's a bit of a problem. I mean, a dog in a big room, the maestro, that's already better, but a little. These animals are problematic, no?
If you've got a room which is closed, like this. So then it's enclosed, not escaped. I'm just putting it in a smaller compartment.
Where was it beforehand? Was it outside in the garden?
No, it was in the room, but I put it into the actual cage. It's in a room here. I've just put it into a smaller compartment. You can't get out of the room. I'm just putting it into a smaller place.
Oh, that's not let's say you open the cage.
Yeah.
So now, was the door open or closed?
Closed.
Ah, yes, there's nothing, so you can leave the door closed.
The door's closed. It's running out here and it's going around all the area.
Yeah.
Now we're running back into the cage. It's really caught in the room.
Yeah, but you're restricting it. Now you're doing it. It's an Issa Minatoyah.
It's just a small area.
Yeah, but now when it goes back into that cage, you can catch it in one go. That's an Issa Minatoyah Tzod. You put it into an area where you can now chop it in one go. That's Mamish Issa Tzod Minatoyah. Yeah, that's Mamish. You Mamish restricting it. That means if you put it in this room, for example, if it's in this room running around, so that's a problem. If you've got shutters, Lamosh, let's say doors that go halfway across, that's Mistoma okay, because you haven't done much about it. If you've got a hamster running around half the room or a whole room, there's not much difference. So that Lechoyer hasn't done nothing. But once you put it in a cage, the cage's mummies restricted it, that's Lechoyer like mummies stopping that terror. It's not stopping that terror, I'm not sure. A hamster's a pet often, so it could be Mamina Nitzit even. Could be called Mamina Nitzit. There's a sort of species that are trapped. People want these animals. Your mummies want these animals.
It's your own animal.
It's your animal, okay. It's a mice, you want it.
Yeah.
You want it trapped. It could be a shalom, Issa Min HaTorah. That's what we said right at the beginning. I forgot to mention that the Issa Min HaTorah applies to animals that is normally caught. That means lamoshel, rabbits, deer, things like that are animals that are normally caught by people, either because you want the skin, or you want the food, or you want to play with them. A thing which you don't normally catch, lamoshel, snails, or I don't know what, bees are not normally caught, or worms, these things are not normally caught. That's an Issa Rabbanon. But these things are a serious problem. That's pets. Then we spoke about after pets, we moved on to, what was the next thing we moved on to? Per, budgies, all those things. We spoke about fish in the aquarium. So we said also fish in the aquarium. We spoke about that Shiloh, about a fish which is dying, or it's dead, and it's polluting the water. It's damaging the water, it's damaging the other fish, which could also be a serious problem. So we said that there's a special item, which Merubah brings a heta, that Tsar Bale Chaim and a Hesa Merubah, you're allowed to move Muksa. I mean, even though the fish is Muksa, but because it's causing a distress to the other fish, and there's a loss of money involved to the other fish, and it depends what sort of fish you got in the aquarium. If you got a goldfish there, and then I didn't check this out, that's not so posh. If you got a goldfish in there, I mean, does it cost how much does a goldfish cost? 50 pence a pound? Sorry? Bird pass, no, it's too big. The fish is too big in the water to be called mixed with the water. I mean, you got loads and loads of them in there, it could be, you maybe got a problem. Generally speaking, fish, the way that's normally in an aquarium, normally it's not, I don't think it's normally, what do you call it, called mixed in the water. The fish is too big to be called mixed in the water. So there's no problem of boy taking out. The problem is it's muksa. So now you have to come onto a special hetzot. Tsar Bale Chaim, it's causing distress to the other fish, and it's going to cause a hefzot. That's the only thing. Unless the only other eights is, I was actually once at a place, actually, I must tell you, it was interesting. It was a moisted, and what happened was, it was in the night time, and they said, they came over, someone said, there's some goldfish, interestingly, what happened, there was goldfish in a bowl that were dying. And they were affecting the other fish. It's got a very bad smell. It's not healthy. Man, it's not a healthy thing for the other fish. So the mum asked this question, could you take out that goldfish and in order for the other goldfish? So the Chorad, there, you have to know, it's not Shehef Samarubah. I don't know if that's Hetzer. You can get a non-Jew to take it out. You don't have Samarubah for a non-Jew, but for a Jew to take it out, to move Muksa. Samarachan is not on that. Mishmur is not makel by Tsar Bale Chaim by itself. He says only, as far as I know, Mishmur is only makel Tsar Bale Chaim with a Hef Samarubah. Let's just check it out a minute. Shin Lama Beis Bob. As far as I know, Mishmur is only makel by two things. So it's not so possible that by itself. It's not, but it's too big, I think, to be called mixed with the water. It's too big. It's like it's too big. It's not called Moru with the water. Shin Lamed Beis, you've got them involved. So here's Matzav for a non-Jew. Matzav for a non-Jew. Shin Heisikot Haim. What's that? What do you mean to put it back in? Yeah, I'm going to cut that in again. I'm just saying, yeah, I'm going to get Tsar Bale Chaim. He said, the Maestro, which was not happy about the Maestro, to moving Tsar Bale Chaim, moving Muksa, but Tsar Bale Chaim. Yeah, he's not so happy with this, the Maestro. I don't know. Some people make it Siruf. Yeah, he's right. The Maestro, Shemus Amma says, if someone speaks out of the Maestro, who was it? Someone spoke out of the Maestro, a fish jumps out of water. An expensive fish that jumps out of water. So that's also Tsar Bale Chaim is a hefset. So then to put it back in the water is also mutter for that reason. But as far as I remember, it has to be Hefzot Merubah as well. So a normal goldfish that comes out, I'm not sure we're going to have this heta.
Can you use this heta for the tzav as well? For the tzav, the animal, if it's going to tzav the time, if it's going to say can't feed itself, and it's an expensive animal, you can't really catch it.
What do you mean, it's run out?
Yeah.
Well, let's say you got an expensive snake, I'm not sure what it is. Let's say you got an expensive, I don't know what, puppy, an expensive puppy. And what, the puppy's run out?
It's run out, it can serve itself, and it's expensive.
Yeah, but that's an interesting thing. There's no Tsar Bale Chaim yet. I'm not sure if you can make it because it might get in distress. The lion is quite happy running around.
Well,
yeah, I'm
not quite.
But it's not Tsar Bale Chaim yet. Is it Tsar Bale Chaim now?
When it comes
to feeding time. I'm not sure we got ahead of it. It's something Tsar Bale Chaim now. I'm not sure. I've had this show once before. Well, let's say in the middle of the street, not in the street, in your garden, you find an animal that's a bird, mushrooms in a lot of distress. Can you move it? So there's not a hefzot there. That's, you haven't got a hefzot merubah. So the chayyah, that's not much to do. Yeah, the
question is not
mocked,
but saying if you put it back in the fish tank, then you'll have made saving.
Which fish? Well, the first one. As the fish is now, it's not moving anywhere. As the fish is on the floor now, it's not moving anywhere. It can't move. So there's no tzeder now. It's already nitzed. So to put it back in the chayyah is not a problem of tzeder anymore. It's not a problem of tzeder. It was not. It's a good question we were saying. But if it wasn't nitzed on the
floor.
Yeah, but once it's nitzed, it's nitzed. There's no difference in making it a bit better. Once it's trapped, it's trapped. To make it a bit more free, it's not the issa of tzeder. Then yesterday we spoke about very interesting, the shadow of the mice and everything. That was very interesting. I said, what? I did check up today. Someone, I don't know if someone's wearing this here yesterday. I said a chiddush yesterday. The mice said, what happens if someone's got, for example, so we said, let's go from the beginning. We said to put up a trap on Shabbos is also. Setting up a trap on Shabbos is also. Because you mustn't set up traps. That's a chiddush of the Malach of Seder, to set up a trap. But we said before Shabbos, one could put a trap up. I'm going to set up a trap before Shabbos. So I said to Chiddush yesterday, that the chayr, what happens if you set up before Shabbos your trap, you put the cheese or the chocolate in on the trap, and Shabbos morning you come down, the cheese and chocolate's gone. Unfortunately, there's no mouse inside the trap. It's managed to take the bait, but it hasn't been, nothing's happened. He's very clever. So now, can you put some more cheese and chocolate into the bait, into the trap? So I come with someone, he was worried that it's no good. So I said to someone, Curtis, he said, mummy, something is right. You're not doing anything. The trap's already there, you're not doing anything. Anyway, and today I asked him, Falk says, posh, it's also that's mummy's a chelik of the trap. You're making part of the trap, that's the also to do. To put now, it means even though the trap's there,
you know, you know that you can get out with it without eating.
Yeah, it's not supposed to. The trap is designed, that's not a very good trap. It manages to can dodge it sometimes, but it's not very pleasant, the mice. Yeah, it can. It's the mice.
It's
Korob. I think that hopefully, if you want it from a pound shop, maybe you might have a problem, but generally these traps are meant to work, the mice. That what happens is normally the animal's meant to get caught in it. It's not Mocha, you're right, it's true. I was thinking about this actually. It's not Mocha. It did it once already, you managed to get out of it.
Yeah.
Poison is a form of shaykhut, maybe. You're doing grom of shaykhut. You're going to cause it to die. That's also a problem. Yeah. What? The poison? Yeah, the moksa. The poison could also be moksa. Yeah, it's also a point. Okay, you do kalachiyat. You can move from the moksa to kalachiyat. It's not. You can't put a mash trap on the Shabbos. You can do anything before Shabbos. You set up something before Shabbos. There's no issue to set up something before Shabbos. It works on Shabbos. There's no issue. This is on Shabbos itself to do something. That you mustn't do. That was about mice. Then we spoke about spiders. And we said that spiders, pashtas, are called, as they crawl on the ground, they're called not trapped. Because they can, first of all, they can fly. Spiders. And second of all, they can go quite fast. So a spider is called not trapped. If you take a dustpan and brush and sweep up the spider into the dustpan and brush. So that was our shayla yesterday we spoke about. We said the chayla, that's not called nitzan because the spider can jump over the what do you call it, the dustpan and brush. So over the dustpan. So it's not called nitzan what you've done in there. Therefore that's mutter. So you could take it, sweep it under the dustpan and brush. It's mutter, the thing we said, but the chayla, because it's a grush array, it's very unpleasant. Special heter for a grush array, one can move mutter. Who had it with a mouse, we said yesterday, we found that someone finds how strong a dead mouse in this house in Shabbos, he can actually pick it up and take it out. Ideally, if one can, some possible hold ones ask a non-Jew to remove it. It's very hard. Many possible hold you can do it yourself. So I don't think we're going to find many non-Jews who want to move this thing on Shabbos. So the mice, you're allowed to move it yourself. Then we spoke about ants. Ants, that's also a very interesting thing actually. Ants, pashtas, are called nitzvariti. The ants move very slowly. It's like a worm or a tortoise. That animal moves very, very slowly. So that is called, it's already called trapped. So therefore, if you've got ants, someone's got ants in his house, the model, over on a table, for example. So if he sweeps them up, we've got them on the floor, and he sweeps them up. Even though the ant, I don't think you can come out the dustpan so easily, yeah, that's a bit harder. Even so, it's no problem, because the ant is already called trapped. An ant naturally is trapped. Even in the garden, you could sweep it out. But it's not called an animal that can run away. And therefore, it's called already nitzer. It's already called trapped. You don't have to do anything to it. And therefore, it's so easy to catch. It's already called nitzer. And therefore, to sweep it out, the is no problem. You have to be careful. I mean, you mustn't make a situation, obviously, to sweep it out forcefully. No, if you do it lightly, it doesn't have to be. The ants got a lot of lives, the ants. So they don't have to die straight away because you sweep it out. A lot of them still run around in the dustpan.
Well,
Amp has a problem with shaykhut. No, but you can grow it. You're going to cause them to die. Nah, they haven't got a sake or not to go there, I don't think. If they have a sake or not to go there, you're right. But the mice, it's a situation when they're just going to eat it. They can't help that. What? It's true, but I don't think you can kill an ant like that. There's an issue of shaykhut. We have to see the next block of them. I think shaykhut applies to ants as well. There's an issue of shaykhut as well on ants. The mice to put poison down Shabbos is a problem. Probably it's the next melacha actually. This melacha of shaykhut and putting down poison with all these animals on Shabbos or before Shabbos. But that's the problem. That's not so important. Okay, everybody, so that's the end of melacha. Sorry. I'm going to assume that I